We are back from recess, and we are with the Taney County Series 2006 bond refinancing. Mr. Dillingham?
Thank you. First, I'm Jack Dillingham, Piper Jaffray, and appreciate you all putting me on the agenda this morning in conjunction with this resolution. Providing an opportunity to review the results of the RFP request for terms process that we conducted over the past few weeks. We requested proposals and terms from various banks and investment firms. At the end of the day, we sent out RFPs to 8 different banks and investment firms and received back 5 proposals. I want to make sure that you have in front of you what I'll be speaking from here in terms of the review, in terms of the tabulation of bids or proposals, such that we can follow along together on what I'm showing.
Is it right if we offer the media?
Sure, I have copies.
Copy. Does anybody from the media want one?
All right. There's one over here. I've got one here. You all may look or share, or you can have my copy when we're complete. Maybe I better get my glasses too. I think, first of all, the one significant point with regards to these proposals, which, as you can see from a standpoint of net interest cost, they're very close. From top to bottom, left to right, in terms of true interest cost, and then when you add in the cost of issuance, true interest, all-in cost is what that number factors in as well. But the central bank proposal, which is our recommendation, and the one to the left, which is a private placement, that is a firm interest rate. And so from a perspective of these others being subject to going to market, subject to getting the bond rating process reestablished of A1, which is the current rating of the outstanding COPs. I refer to them as bonds many times, but that's more of a generic point as opposed to the specificity. The type of transaction we have here is refunding of the certificates of participation, just as was read there by Commissioner Williams in the heading of the resolution. But the central bank proposal, which includes not only the headquarters central bank in Jefferson City, but also includes placing a portion of the certificates as investments in the central bank in Branson and central bank of Springfield. So in essence, this is truly a purchase, if you will, as opposed to an underwriting, or where the COPs would be reoffered to investors and the final interest rate would be dependent upon what the market rates were and the ability to deliver, if you will, on these projected numbers for the publicly offered securities alternatives. Another point that's not in here, but I would point out to the commission that I think is very much in the favor of the central bank proposal as well, is that their proposal also includes the ability to prepay any amount at any time at par or face value. So the flexibility, in addition to the lowest interest rate being a firm interest rate and not requiring a rating process, so therefore we're not looking at going back to Moody's. And in fact, Moody's right now is, I think you all have circulated around to the periodic rating review process, and I've held them off saying, hey, we're in the process of possibly refinancing these COPs, so let's don't do the surveillance update until we see whether or not we're coming back to you with a new rating request for the refunding COPs. This central bank proposal does not require a rating, and so therefore, we, in essence, the ongoing process with respect to Moody's That's also why the all-in cost is slightly lower as well than just a few tenths of a few hundredths of a percent, is because the rating fee would be saved as well. And also, there's another piece of this that you two commissioners would not have any experience with or understand from a personal or work effort standpoint, but some of these people will, which is that this central bank proposal does not require any continuing disclosure. So the updating of information on this website, Emma, and the trustee being the dissemination agent and requesting audits and operating information on a periodic annual basis within 180 days after the end of the fiscal year and so on and so forth, that is not required as well. They just want to see your audits and your budgets when they're available. So that is a compliance requirement in terms of continuing disclosure, as it's technically referred to in the marketplace for municipal bonds. That is not required here because this is not a bond offering to the public or to multiple investors. This is a placement with a bank. And so therefore, my recommendation to the commission is to accept the proposal from Central Bank. What would happen if you approve this resolution with Central Bank as the purchaser? We'll move forward with the bond lawyers in terms of the actual issuance documents, you know, the big thick stack of issuance documents that would be prepared. They would be, of course, sent along for review as they come about to your council as well. We probably would be back in a couple of weeks with the actual issuance resolution, the big formal resolution. This today authorizes us to move forward. But you're moving forward knowing what the interest rate is, as opposed to going forward knowing what approximately the rate will be, and picking, in essence, which one of these others, if you will, if we didn't have the private placement scenario, which one of these appears to be the best based on what their response to our request for terms generated in terms of proposals. So all that having been said, we're anticipating that we would be in a position to move forward in a couple of weeks with the issuance resolution and close in approximately August 18th. And to probably the most important aspect of all of this that hasn't been discussed at this point is how much money are we saving? And the reality of that is that with the savings with the central bank option, as you've no doubt seen in the email and in the savings summary page, we're looking at a projected savings of $977,000 between now and April 1 of 23. So that's not a very long horizon when we're sitting here in the end of July of 15. That by April of 23, 8 years in essence or less, we have a savings of sales tax or debt service to the county of almost $1 million, and that's a very great amount of savings. I think all of these savings scenarios that are displayed in this bid tabulation form generated over $900,000 of savings. And all of them would have met our projections with respect to what you authorized me as a financial advisor to move forward in receiving proposals. But to accept this proposal, in essence, allows the county to save on an annual basis $122,000 approximately, $122,000 annually in terms of lower debt service requirements on these COPs. So in essence, we have an additional savings in terms of the budget on an annual basis when you take this 977 and divide it by 8, and that also includes this fiscal year we're currently in, because we have obviously another payment this year. And so all in all, commissioners, I believe that this is a great day, a great outcome, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
In order to get into the private placement, did we not have to get the amount borrowed below a certain dollar?
We were able to work around that by calling some of these in the first maturity taxable instead of tax exempt, to keep the tax exempt portion under $10 million. Without any cash contribution.
So we're not having to put any cash contribution?
No, we're just going to use the old reserve fund that's sitting with the trustee in United Missouri Bank. It's going into the pot, into the kitty, if you will. We're using it to buy down the size of the debt outstanding. But we're not, no cash contribution by the county, no discussion about putting in any money out of the general fund or any money.
Because there was originally, there was talks about having to do
that. Absolutely, yeah. We were trying to find a way to make sure this could be done bank qualified. And finally, at some point, one of us on my side of the table decided, well, let's just make a small amount of it taxable. Instead of tax free, and let's make those taxable series the first maturity. In essence, they mature April of 16, which is obviously just 8-9 months away. And so, even if those interest, even if those COPs are not tax exempt, that gets us under 10 million, allows it to be done bank qualified, tax exempt. You don't have to come out of pocket with any cash, and in the central bank proposal, they said, we'll just do it all at 2.02, taxable and tax exempt. So that, I appreciate Commissioner Williams, you asking me about that, because yes, there was a long period of time where we were kind of trying to nudge you all to decide if and how much you could put into this or want to put into this. And I think we had a better outcome, which is you didn't have to put any in. And that kind of also circulates back around to one of the first points I made, which is the central bank proposal allows you to prepay any amount at any time. So you still maintain that ability that should you decide, whether it's this fiscal year or next budget year or whatever, that it's a better investment in terms of county money management to take some reserves and pay down on this debt. You'll truly be contrasting, okay, this is 2% basically, versus what are we earning on these other reserves? Do we need to keep these reserves? I know some of the discussion I heard, and very valid, is that the jail sales tax should pay back the jail debt, not the law enforcement fund or the general fund. We've got a revenue stream that was voted for the purpose of paying this back. We need to have it pay it back. It's got a fund balance, but the fund balance ebbs and flows like a checkbook. And as we found in the past, we want to make sure that when we have that big principal payment once a year, that we got enough built up in the debt service fund that it will cover it without having to do any transfers or move any money around. I know that's been rectified internally, but the point is that Mr. Finley gave me the cash balance at this time is like $700,000 in the sinking fund for the COPs, the 06 issue. And so that will, we've done a projection on a month-to-month basis with the sales tax coming in and the debt service going out in the next payments, obviously, over time. And it funds it just very well. And now we've got $120,000 lower payment. So that will make it work even easier. I got way beyond your simple question.
No, you're fine.
My next question, you touched on it, is
did we reverse the time that the interest payment, the principal payment?
No.
Is there a need to do that still?
No.
Okay.
And that's what the analysis that we did with Rick was. There was a time when that was an issue, that's for sure.
Well, that's because it hasn't paid the money back yet. So the reason there's still money sitting there is because it hasn't paid back the loan.
Okay.
To ourselves.
I see. Well, that's not what's anticipated here.
Is the ability to do that or no? Essentially, it won't pay the loan back unless whoever the next commission is in the next however many years. But my understanding is our agreement was we'll pay it back at the end of the term when it's all said and done. Is that correct?
Okay. Well, you certainly are going to have $120,000 to the good
every year
to go towards doing that sooner. Okay. So that would be my...
Like you said, it's all internal fixes. I mean, it's nothing...
Yeah.
I'm just curious, because I know that was one of our discussions also, being able to change the principal and the interest.
Yeah, this proposal does not contemplate that.
Yeah, we had to, actually from a March or something like payment, and moving that principal payment to October or November.
Right.
And that was a discussion in this, but you don't think we'll have to do that now that we're doing this?
Well,
he was shown a balance that's existing.
Yes.
I'm assuming, did that happen this morning?
No, we did that before we sent out the RFP.
Okay, but you were shown that a balance is existing. The reason that balance is existing is not because of, it's because of the loan that was made to ourselves.
Yeah, that's disconnect. I did not understand that.
Right. And unless I'm wrong, but I think that's correct.
Right.
So that's why there's money's in that account.
Okay. I thought maybe we'd got over the hump.
No.
And we're where that was truly the sales tax fund cash balance.
And so, but instead of paying it back and then borrowing again and paying it back and borrowing again,
yeah.
The decision was made to pay or just leave it as a loan.
Okay.
But now with, the, like you said, the $120,000 plus savings per year, we might be able to do that quicker. And
so, okay.
Essentially, we're saving $977,000.
Yes.
Between now and
April of 23. Yeah.
Did you have anything else to discuss?
I just answered any questions.
That dollar amount, exact dollar amount, come to us before we make the official decision on the funding.
Yeah.
It'll go to our attorneys. The contract for the exact dollar amount will come to the commission.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Right now we don't have any idea exactly what the exact dollar amount is.
Well, very close to 977. The interest rate is fixed. The only variable left is investing in the escrow,
right.
The purchase of the escrow investments, the U.S. government's, which, of course, can't be done until we're to the point that you're ready to adopt the formal issuance resolution. So you'll have that when we come back in 2 weeks.
Right.
But
this is just to take the next step?
Yes, but the one huge piece of the unknown is taken out of this from a standpoint of the interest rate on the new issue.
And because it's not being publicly offered, it's through a private sector, they can lock it in and guarantee
it. Yeah, if they want to step up and pet the pony and say, we're good at 202, if you're good, and as long as we can close up in the middle of August.
203.
Well, 203 is the effective cost, yes. The actual stated rate.
True interest cost?
Uh-huh, yeah. But if you look at your numbers there that you've, I think I saw you, now the supporting numbers.
I don't have any of that. That's right. I just want to make sure you weren't misquoting.
Okay. The 203 is our true interest rate calculation. The coupon or interest rate on the loan itself is 202.
Okay. I just want to make sure you weren't.
Yeah, I know. I've been known to make a mistake or two.
Motion to accept the resolution accepting the proposal for Central Bank to purchase refunding certificates of participation series 2015 of the county and authorizing certain other actions by or on behalf of the county. Is that what you needed, the title?
Yeah.
Second, we have a motion and a second to approve the resolution accepting the proposal of Central Bank to purchase the refunding certificates of participation series 2015 of the county and authorizing certain other actions by or on behalf of the county. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
We will get that. Thank you, sir, for all the work you've done on this.
Yeah. Well, this is a big step along the way. We'll save our other congratulations for when we're closed.
I didn't ask. It was her signature.
Yeah.
I didn't sign it.
The resolution, sure.
You got a copy of that for Nikki?
Yeah, I've got two reasons right here.
Okay, well, I'm caught up there.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether somebody else out there wanted it or not. News media, was there any of the news media that didn't get what they need?
There you go.
All right.
We are scheduled for an executive session for real estate personnel and contracts upstairs at 10:45, so we're going to recess to go upstairs.
All right.